Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers in one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent times. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two Afghan army vehicles and were disguised as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque after afternoon prayers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. After meeting today in Sydney, Mr. Pence spoke to reporters.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table and that the United States is prepared to work with our allies to ensure the security of our allies in the region and ensure the security of the people of the United States of America.
Prime Minister Turnbull said China has the opportunity and responsibility to use its economic leverage to force North Korea into compliance. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. A French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others.
Enfin, dans le cadre du coffre du véhicule, les enquêteurs.
François Molins also spoke of the gunman's car, saying they found weapons and a copy of the Quran there. The Islamic State claiming responsibility that attack just ahead of Sunday's presidential election. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Afterwards, Mr. Mattis spoke with reporters about all the threats in the region.
Looking across the region, we in the United States recognize ISIS represents a clear and present danger not only to Syria and Iraq, but to Israel and other countries in this region, to Europe, and ultimately to the U.S. homeland. The coalition campaign against ISIS in Syria and Iraq, as you noted, Minister, it is on track, and we have accelerated, intensified that campaign to surround and isolate the enemy so we methodically remove its physical caliphate.
Prime Minister Netanyahu applauded a recent U.S. missile strike which targeted a Syrian airfield in response to the Assad government's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Syria and Iraq will be top priority in talks with leaders at the U.S. Defense Chief's next stop, which is Qatar, hosting U.S. military aircraft there used in the fight against the Islamic State. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of the agency and a civilian in eastern Russia. U.S.-based intelligence group SITE says the Islamic State claimed responsibility. Attacks on Russian law enforcement officials are rare outside the volatile North Caucasus region. Son of a Russian lawmaker was sentenced by a U.S. federal court to 27 years in prison after being convicted of a cyber assault on thousands of American businesses. Roman Seleznev was found guilty of perpetrating a scheme that prosecutors said involved hacking into point-of-sale computers to steal credit card numbers. It caused $169 million in losses to U.S. companies. Annette Hayes is the U.S. attorney for the district where the sentencing took place.
Mr. Seleznev is someone who tried to take carding to the next level and who engaged in conduct that was meant to make getting stolen credit cards as easy as getting online and buying a book from Amazon.
Prosecutors said from October 2009 to October 2013, Seleznev stole credit card numbers from more than 500 U.S. businesses, transferred the data to servers in a number of places, including Russia, and eventually sold that information to criminals. Global flow of remittances declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, potentially reducing access to health care, education, and food for millions of families in developing nations. That story and a lot more at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of our celebration of women in jazz, the special theme for the 2017 Jazz Appreciation Month celebration around the world. We'll talk to two more of the great ladies of jazz this hour. Vocalist and composer Carmen Lundy is on the way to talk to us in just a bit, and we'll also hear from a lady who's part of a very musical family. She and her sister make wonderful music together, and we'll hear from their latest release. It's Ingrid Jensen, the great trumpeter. Let's begin this hour, though, as we look back at one of the greats, the pioneers of women in the world of jazz, Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams was born in Atlanta, Georgia, but raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and by the mid-1930s had established herself right among all of the famous men in jazz as one of the great piano players and composers. Here's a taste of music from 1937. It's called Mary's Idea, as she leads the band alongside Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy band to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America in celebration of the women in jazz.
Jerry Allen. And did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? I remember the first live jazz performance that I heard. My mom took me because I was too young to go to a jazz club. And the experience of hearing live jazz and the great musicians that were playing that evening completely turned me around and made me dive into the world of jazz. This is really where you can do a big part. To go out to the jazz club, support the music, and bring folks out to concerts, and wherever you see live music, support it. And enjoy April, because this is Jazz Appreciation Month. jazz, America's national treasure, globally pervasive and enjoyed worldwide.
We'll be right back.
The talented lady from Detroit. That's Jerry Allen. And the song Feed the Fire, some fiery piano work from her album 21. And we heard another great pianist, Mary Lou Williams, preceding that. Well, it's time now to turn to a great composer and vocalist, Carmen Lundy. Let's catch up with her for some conversation, then follow that with some of her wonderful singing as we continue our celebration of the women in jazz on this edition of VOA's Jazz America for April, Jazz Appreciation Month.
You're of a great generation of jazz singers. I mean, I just think about you and Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon and Cassandra Wilson and Kurt Elling and just some good-looking folks and just super talented. I know I'm leaving out some names there. You got to be proud of this generation of jazz singers and how they've taken. I'm getting shivers. I'm looking at a picture of Billie Holiday right here. If she were here, she'd be going, thank you, brothers and sisters, for doing what you've done. You're carrying it on beautifully.
Well, I have this memory being at the North Sea Jazz Festival, sharing the same hall. It was the Van Gogh Hall. North Sea Jazz Festival was in The Hague, Den Haag, yes. And Betty and I went backstage, and Betty and I shared the dressing room, you know, that whole setup. And I went over to her and I said, Miss Carter, I just want to thank you so much for encouraging me and for just being supportive of me. So now it's, she said something like, well, have you checked your sound? Because I think I went on after her. I said, oh, if you were on stage, why do I need to check the sound? You know? So I'm standing there and, you know, in the wings, they announced the band. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carmen Lundy. And I'm standing there waiting for the guys to tune up and stuff. And I remember her grabbing me and pushing me like that. Get out there. She shoved me on my right shoulder, pushed me out on the stage. which who knew? I mean, it was the last time I saw her, okay? Oh, wow. Because we lost her not too long after that. Mm. But to have a sense of, I mean, to be handed the sense of responsibility, to have that great artist show you that they really do take interest in the work and are encouraging and that they feel like, okay, the music is in good hands, maybe, you know. But I had a similar experience with Shirley Horn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is so wonderful that I was following in their footsteps in such a way without any copying, but just to learn from them. Mm. But to be encouraged by these great artists meant a lot. Mm. So, of course, it comes with a responsibility. You've got to bring everything to the music. You've got to bring up your complete self. Mm. And that's that's what I hope to offer to those aspiring artists that are just at my heels, you know, waiting, you know, for me to move out of the way.
Desire in the pouring rain.
Solamente, Carmen Lundy with song entitled Fire in the Rhythm. And you were hearing the story from her about how at the North Sea Jazz Festival, a certain Ms. Carter was pushing her on stage and encouraging her to go and be the greatest vocalist she could be. Well, that Ms. Carter is none other than the historic, the legendary Betty Carter. Here's one of her wonderful pieces, The Good Life, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
The good life, full of fun, seems to be the idea. Yes, the good life.
kiss the good life could burn.
The legendary Betty Carter, one of the great women of jazz, no doubt, as we salute the women of jazz in 2017 for Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. More coming up here on VOA's Jazz America, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And with a message I'm about to read to you, which I received this week, we'll find out how Jazz Appreciation Month is being celebrated around the world with this message from Richard Gawanga, who writes the following. Thank you very much, Russ, for last week's playlist. As I once mentioned to you, I'm making a jazz music shopping list out of all your shows I listen to. We've got jazz music appreciation in Gaborone, Botswana, but now our problem is jazz music promoters are not delivering the real jazz music as they stick to playing lots of South African township jazz, which is not what we're looking for because we've got that in abundance. Thank you very much. Kind regards, Richard. Well, Richard, thank you for sharing your story with us, and I understand what you're talking about there. Lots of jazz promoters give a certain flavor of jazz and don't expand the repertoire. I remember Wynton Marsalis saying to me, when someone has been fed the same thing over and over again, well, that's okay, but then when they're fed some fine cuisine, it changes their tastes forever. So if you'll just turn all of your friends and those jazz promoters onto the real thing, jazz, as heard on Jazz America, maybe they'll change their attitude. Well, let's enjoy some more of the great music from one of the wonderful women of jazz. In fact, Carla Bley is an NEA jazz master. Let's enjoy a piece from her titled Ad Finitum to begin this set on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
this is Janice Siegel, and did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Jazz is improvised music, and you've got to love all the great players from Charlie Parker's blistering alto sax and Miles Davis's cool trumpet to the magic of Art Tatum on piano. But don't forget the great vocalists, too. What an incredible tradition from Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, John Hendricks, Sarah Vaughan. Well, the list goes on and on, and I'm proud to be carrying on that tradition. It's a great music to celebrate this month and every day. It's jazz, born in America and enjoyed worldwide.
Sirens blows.
one of the great ladies of jazz. We're celebrating the women of jazz on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. It's the theme of this year's Jazz Appreciation Month celebration in the month of April around the world. And certainly one of the great ladies, Janis Siegel of the great vocal group Manhattan Transfer. That was from her solo recording At Home, a song entitled Night Train, dedicated to John Coltrane, in a way. And that leads me to tell you there is a wonderful new documentary about the life of John Coltrane that's out there now. So if you have a chance to see that film, certainly do take advantage of that. It's a big part of jazz history. Well, the women in jazz have certainly contributed a large and very important portion of jazz over the years, and there are some very active women out there these days, among them the wonderful trumpet player Ingrid Jensen. And she's gathered together with Christine, her very talented sister, to make a wonderful album, as they have over the years, but their latest is called Infinitude. We'll hear a cut from that. After we talked to Ingrid Jensen, I caught up with her backstage at the Blue Note in New York City for this conversation.
One more for you, Ingrid, and you know I'm going to bring up this gender issue. I believe
gender
at this point... I believe at this point... It's a non-issue. I mean, you think about you and Christine and Terry Lynn Carrington. You've already mentioned some of the ladies that you work with. And if there's a better player, composer, or band leader out there playing their instrument than Renee Rosnes and Jerry Allen and Dee Dee Bridgewater is now producing other people as well as singing and acting. And it's over. I mean, a player is a player is a player. A composer is a composer. A leader is a leader. It almost doesn't even matter anymore. Do you agree or disagree?
I wish I could totally agree. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in the field of younger men growing up around women who can play and not having an issue with it and feeling more like it just makes them so excited and they just really get into it, rather than there's still a lot of the club and you know, and respect for women. There's issues out there where people just feel like they can manipulate what's going on and put it in their power and still get away with it. So there's that to be dealt with on many levels. And I mean, as a mother, I also see it too. There's things that really make me mad. God, I hope my daughter doesn't have to be treated like that. And I'm going to make sure she doesn't get treated like that. She's going to see why, by my behavior, when I step out of a situation, it's because it's not cool. So at this point, you know, I definitely made a lot of sacrifices along the way where I put up with a lot of crap. And I did it because I wanted to be around really great players. I wasn't, you know, getting beaten or anything, but I definitely look back on them these times and go, wow, why couldn't everyone have been as cool as like Ed Howard and all these great men that were around? Dwayne Bernow, the great late Dwayne Bernow, just loving and pushing and encouraging, and so many men that just have lifted me up by just having no problem with it. And having spouses also that are like that. That's another problem out there, is that the women don't want it. They don't want me to go on tour with their guys. They didn't like that back in the day. It's gotten better, and there's some people that are more evolved, but you know, there's a lot of things still to be done.
And here are Christine and Ingrid Jensen from their latest release together, Infinitude, with the song Old Time on Jazz America from VOA 1. on that one, and leading the band, recorded in Havana, Cuba, from the album Spirits of Havana. That's Jane Bonnet with the song Nacimiento, another of the great women of jazz today. Well, this is Russ Davis, hoping you're enjoying our April Jazz Appreciation Month celebrations, and we'll close it out next week with a special celebration of the International Jazz Day concert happening this year in Havana, Cuba. Cuba's Chucho Valdez, alongside Herbie Hancock, Antonio Sanchez from Mexico, and Richard Bona from Cameroon will join us. They and many more will be playing the concert. We'll feature their thoughts and their music, and I hope you'll join us too on Jazz America.